Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. How to speak. Those who labor at camp meeting should have an appreciation of the importance and solemnity of their work. They should not imagine that a display of oratory, a discourse made up of flashy rhetoric, spoken in a loud voice, is something essential to the salvation of souls. The minister should learn to speak in a clear, low voice, using the vocal organs in such a way that the throat and lungs will not be taxed or injured. He should cultivate a pleasing manner and give discourses short and to the point. In this way, neither minister nor people will be wearied. Some of our ministers have worn themselves out by loud speaking and long sermons, and they have been looked upon as martyrs to the cause when they were victims of unwise habits. Brethren, your voice is a talent given you of God, by which you are to glorify your Creator. It can be put to the highest use, or perverted and abused. You can use it in such a way that the vital organs will be enfeebled and injured. Every power God has given should be used with discretion, that physical vigor may be preserved. The minister must have strength for work in the pulpit and in the homes of those who are interested or in need of personal effort. The conversion of souls does not depend on the loud tone or the long discourse, but on the conviction which attends the word spoken, on the inculcation of ideas that are of vital importance in obtaining eternal life. How much better truth is appreciated when spoken in a calm, unexcited way. Ministers should feel the importance of the theme of redemption, and realizing that they are speaking to judgment-bound souls, their voices should be filled with pathos and melody, and the words of eternal life should be spoken with distinctness and impressiveness, that the people may realize the value of the truth. To preach in a hard, strained voice, pitched on a high key, is suicidal, and those who have practiced this way of speaking should cease to do it and learn of the divine teacher. Several of our ministers might have been alive today if they had observed the simple rules that apply to the use of the voice. Let loud speaking and long discourses cease from among us.